Hi, how you doing? I want to get to know you. You're a really handsome, smart, good-looking guy. Do you have a husband? You don't need gaydar, as they call it, to be able to tell. Do you want to go all the way? And I want to have sex with you. You're going to have a big bleeping up your bleeping. You want to be looted? You want to be raped? Get ready. Just the raping is going to be good. It's going to be severe. Big rot holes with pus squirting out, black rot all over you. It's party time, baby. We're going to run our hands all over your private parts. Does mommy touch you here? Holy mackerel. It's hard to describe something this big. It's the size of a small house. I'm actually having salivation attacks right now. Let me take a nice bite of it. Let me see here. Get in there and let's do it together now. I want you right behind me. It is big, it is wide, it is deep. There's definitely something going on there. It stinks really bad, and I bet it tastes like crap. It's herpes, it's genital warts, and then it just moves down from there. They're black hole maggot creatures. I'm infested! And then I do have, these tingles. What do you think of this? Your mouth's hanging open. You can suck on it and go, nom, nom, nom. You know what? You do scare me. Let me explain that. You don't scare me. You bring up things in me that make me scared of what I'll do to you. Do you understand that? I'm going to rape you, and you're going to like it. The entire thing is homoerotic. I just love fisting. In fact, just go ahead and shove your arm in deeper. Oh, no, we're not going to back out now. Here, just shove it in deeper. I can barely control myself. Oh, God. This is absolutely mind-blowing. Oh, my God. Oh, man. I'm an animal. Woo! Yeah! Oh, yeah. Whoa, this is so good. It's just so sick. Oh, my God. Right now, I am... I'm just going to pause and enjoy this for a minute. Excuse me. Hold on. I'm serious. Just enjoy. This is better than any drug I've ever heard of right here. Oh, yes. It's so good. Believe me, I want to come. I'm already getting off. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I do this because I love you. Oh, my gosh. I'm just getting so excited here. Yes, yes. Just bam, 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 bam. I could go all day long. How long is this going to go on? It's like a sword fight, okay? This is sick. Holy mackerel. It's going to burst. I just got chills. You worshipped it. You got off on it. You enjoyed poking me, didn't you? Did you feel satisfied and pleased with yourself? Shh, you got to be quiet about this. Don't tell anyone. Let me get your number. I think I've had it in the past, but I want to stay in contact with you. And I can't wait for you to get to meet my wife. And I just want to say that I wish you lived around here because I know we'd be friends.
Oh, my God!
Gorgals! Sly geeks! Everything's ungodly! Dorks at it!
Dangerous! Hey, white man.
Oh, ow.
Laugh and taffy, bitch.
People got me out of here.
I want the dough. I want the dough.
Chicken tetrazzini.
What is the monkey house?
Yeah, Alex Jones wants to rape you.
That man is insane, right? He's crazy. You know who Alex Jones is, right? He's a radio host. We've played clips of him many times on the show. I think Corey from Butt Fudge Sunday originally told me about him. He's one of these 9/11 conspiracy guys, but he's also all about the New World Order and how we're going to be eating feces and aborted babies in the future or something. That's what we're going to resort to because times are going to get tough. Look, I don't know much about Alex Jones. I need to do some research on him, but I'm convinced the world's going to end this year. And, for a while, I was doubting myself. Because, you know, nothing really bizarre has happened in 2012 yet, right? Wrong! You're so wrong! There are tornadoes on the sun, for Christ's sakes! And there are cities across the world hearing weird noises! Have you heard about this? Look, I don't have time. I watched... One of the reasons why I am running late today is I watched a fucking 20-minute video. I was sucked into this stupid YouTube vortex. And I watched this 20-minute video someone created that has basically compiled all the weird shit that has happened in 2012. Now, I know weird shit happens every day, you know, in remote parts of the world. It just, you know, it just does. But when everything is put together like this, it really has me creeped out. So I'm back to not paying bills this year because, look, it's going to end. By the time the collection services get my information, the world will be over. So it's a fucking party over here. I've got so much money. I'm going to give away $1,000 today to the 10th caller. Don't call in, please. Please do not call in. I think later today on DVDA... The Distorted View Daily After Show. Maybe I'll play some of that video from the 20-minute end of the world compilation. Yeah, today is another after show, 3:00 p.m. If you're listening to this program, it's probably too late. But yeah, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That's when the after show starts on Ustream. Just go to distortedview.com and you can, click a little link and get to the live video feed. I got some Craigslist ads here for you. Subchub wants to be a sissy. All right. Sounds like you already are. 50, widower, looking for a dom that would enjoy turning me into a sissy slave. This is for real. Willing to go as far as you want. Make me take hormones for castration. Okay. Implants, whatever. Yeah, we're gonna give you bitch tits. Cut off your balls and give you boobies. I'm a chub, but want to lose to be sex slave. Okay. I enjoy giving slow, long BJs. Oh, okay. Man for man. Here's the next one. If you desire vagina valet service, click here. All right. Ladies, who wouldn't want some vagina valet? Apparently, this is full service vaginal valet service. Here we go. Initial vagina tantalizing / titillation. This is all the stuff you get with the valet service. Kissing of the vagina lips. Exploratory tongue investigations. Clitoral stimulation via slow / fast tongue flicking. We might even get into the alphabet. Right? Single double finger insertion. Once vagina is fully moist / lubricated, leading onto full penis penetration, and then in parentheses, typically accompanied by further clitoral stimulation, culminating in full vagina orgasm and ecstasy, and a fully satisfied customer. So don't delay. Come take advantage of your free vagina valet today from this mature, which means old, well-educated, which means fat, and very nice, which means ugly, white male. Operators are standing by. Here's another one for you ladies. Seeking a dumb slut to humiliate and degrade. Man for woman, 30. Looking for a dumb slut with low self-esteem. Well, look, if the girl reading this ad doesn't have low self-esteem before clicking on this thing, now she certainly does for calling her a dumb slut. Looking for a dumb slut with low self-esteem to humiliate and degrade. Have little to no limits. Physical and verbal abuse. Rough fucking, spit, piss, face fuck, ass licking. I don't care what you look like. Don't care how old you are or anything else. Just be into this. Looking for this morning or afternoon. I bet you. I wonder, like, all right, say, like, you're this guy who's into this, and you get a couple responses. Like, you've got a 1 o'clock appointment with a dumb slut to humiliate, and then a 3 o'clock appointment with a dumb slut to humiliate. Who would you be more aggressive with your verbal and physical abuse? A pretty girl or an ugly girl? Conventional wisdom says ugly girl's gonna get the worst of it, right? I mean, really, who hasn't been at a mall or a Red Lobster or a Kmart and seen an ugly broad and just wanted to beat the fuck out of her? Just pop her in the mouth, right? But then, if you get a pretty girl, you know, she's got, you know, the world handed to her on a plate. She's got it super easy. So she needs to be brought down a peg or two. To be safe, just really rape the fuck out of both of them, right? There's some advice to the guy who wrote this ad. Look, it's not rape if they respond to the ad. You know what I mean? Like, if you respond to the ad and you show up at this guy's doorstep, you can't be upset when you're physically assaulted with his fist and penis. So I guess it's not really rape. All right, and finally, wanted, submissive for rough, dirty, degrading sex, man for woman, 30. Me, 30 years old, white male, extremely dominant. You, any age, race, submissive, little or no limits, willing to please and be into the following. Having your face, tits, ass, pussy, thighs, and body slapped, spitting on your face and body and in your mouth, pissing on you, making you lick my ass. So this is probably the same guy, right? Rough throat and ass fucking, verbal abuse, being objectified, name calling, being dragged around by your hair. Be serious, women only. All right, so there you go. Some Craigslist ads for you. Now let's move on to some snot audio. This is a woman trying to give a blowjob, very sloppily. Oh, that's a beautiful sound. Oh. Oh, she just sucked up the snot. We've been playing a lot of these recently. Girls, blow your nose before you start to give a blowjob. Like a good girl, she's licking that dick that has a big string of snot on it. All right, there you go. I've also got a great piece of audio here. This is a couple black guys in a fight. I think one of the guys' names is Mike. And Mike's missing a cell phone, and he thinks this guy may have it. Both being black, chances are there was some, you know, theft going
on.
No,
mister, please! No!
Do you think I'm playing? Bitch, Mike, you came to my house...
All right, so the guy's name is Mike, but is also known, I guess his street name is Bitch.
Bitch, do you think I'm playing? Mike, you came to my house, my phone left with you, bitch. Give me my...
Oh, his name is Bitch because he gets bitch slapped.
My phone left with you, bitch. Give me my...
Oh, God.
Give me my phone.
Oh, my God, come on, mister, please.
My phone. Where's my phone, Mike, where's my phone? God. Where is my phone, Mike?
What I would do, if I was this guy, I would ask the woman who's videotaping, the one who's screaming, oh, dear Lord, oh, God, probably an old black woman. I would ask her, hey, can I borrow your cell phone? And then I would call my cell phone. And if it's on Mike's person, you know, if you can hear the phone ringing, chances are, Mike stole the phone.
Where's it at? Where's it at? Where's it at? Where's my phone at?
Maybe this guy doesn't have his phone because it's, you know, it is just a phone. And he's really getting beat up pretty badly here.
Please.
Where my phone at, nigga? Where my fucking phone at? Huh? Do you want me to gut you?
Gut you.
Do you want me to gut you? Where my phone at? Take me to get my phone. Come on, bitch.
Oh, God.
You can get a new Boost mobile phone for like $50.
Oh, no, Mr. Love.
Oh, he's dragging the guy on the street.
Get up, bitch. Where's my phone, Mike? Mike, I'm going to kill you, Mike. Mike, I'm going to kill
Stay
you.
Stay out of that, Mr. Carl.
Mike, I'm going to kill you, Mike.
Stay out of that because I'm not playing.
I'm going to kill you, Mike.
Oh, Revel should use this in one of their ads.
Stay out of that.
Mike, I'm going to kill you, Mike. Where's my phone, man? You took my phone, bitch. Give me my phone, Mike.
All right, this goes on for like another minute, and there's no resolution.
You took my phone, bitch. Give me my phone, Mike.
You're not
walking up the stairs. Bitch,
you're
going to die here today.
I don't give a fuck. You're
going to die here today, bitch. The only reason why you say that, bunch of these ladies, so you better thank me. Give me my phone, Mike. Mike, give me my phone, Mike.
Alright, it's not gonna happen. He's not gonna give you the phone. He doesn't have it, I think. One more clip and then we'll get into the news. Here's another edger, another gooner. This one is really into it. I think more so than other guys. Like, for this dude, it's almost a religion.
Listen, I just came across this site for the first time about 20 minutes ago, J-O-Buddy. And my mind is so fucking blown, man.
Yeah, man.
It's the first place that ever has ever known, has ever understood, man, what it is to be, what it is to be addicted.
Yeah, you're the only one who gets me.
I read him right. He prays every day to be more addicted, man. That's what I want. I want to beat my meat. I want to cock as my god. I can't even express it. I'm a fucking writer, man, and I can't even say how great it is.
He can't. He's a writer, and he can't formulate words.
I live for cock. I live for men.
To describe what's going on.
And I'm looking for a brotherhood. Guys like me. And I'm not alone anymore, man. Oh. I live for cock. For the rest of my life, all I want to do is make it stronger, hotter, nastier. Oh, God, yeah.
This guy is out there.
Thanks.
Like, it's masturbation. For most of us, it's just about coming, just about like, you gotta just get it out sometimes, right? And for me, if it happens, it can take 2 minutes. And really, I mean, sometimes you want to enjoy yourself, I understand. Maybe an extended session. No more than 20 minutes, though, right? You gotta just come. Move on with your day.
Oh, wow, I don't know what to...
But I'm just as happy, like, jerking off and coming in, like, 4 minutes or whatever. Like, the sooner I masturbate, the sooner I can take a nap and then, you know, be rejuvenated. Get on with my day. These people don't work. What is going on over there? I think we know what's going on over there. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow? What are you waiting for? Become a true freak. Sign up right now. Superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. I've been at this bitch since December 2004, so there is a lot of content in the backlogs. Log. Plus, every week we do extended shows like the one on Tuesday. Yesterday, I did an exclusive show just for Sideshow members. And of course, don't forget about DVDA. It's live for everyone. Anyone can tune into the live program, but if you want to see an archive of it, a replay of it, or whatever, that is only for Sideshow Freaks. As a matter of fact, I posted Wednesday's DVDA shortly after the live program aired. So if you want to check that out, sign up right now. Support the program, superfreaksideshow.com. Also, don't forget about coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, at adamandeve.com. That's the website where you can buy butt plugs and, you know, molds for your penis and shit like that. Adult movies, lingerie, blow-up dolls, all that sort of good stuff. 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs and a mystery gift. At adamandeve.com, just remember to use coupon code FREAK. All right, 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, 5 people in China. I'm sorry, I don't have the sound effect here. Ah, I lied. I do have it right here. I'll do you one better than that. Here's some more. Here's some Chinese background music. Ooh. 5 people in southern China have been charged with intentional injury in the case of a Chinese teenager who sold a kidney so he could buy an iPhone and an iPad. The 5 included a surgeon who removed a kidney from a 17-year-old boy in April of last year. The boy, identified only by his surname Huang, now suffers from renal deficiency. Oh, no. According to the Tenghu, well, I don't know who that is. Might be a newspaper, maybe? Or a person? Perhaps a department of some sort? I don't know. One of the defendants received about $35,000 to arrange the transplant. Then he paid Wang $3,500 and split the rest with the surgeon, the 3 other defendants, and other medical staff. Wang got the shaft here, man. The report did not say who received and paid for the kidney. The teen was from Anhui, one of China's poorest provinces. where inhabitants frequently leave to find work and a better life elsewhere, probably to make iPads and iPods. He bought an iPhone and iPad, and when asked by his mother where he got the money, he admitted to selling the kidney. Apple products are hugely popular in China, but are priced beyond the reach of many Chinese. iPhones start at $633, and iPads begin at $474. Things aren't looking good for Wang, though. He won't be able to enjoy that iPad for long. Wang's renal deficiency is deteriorating. Only a fraction of people who need organ transplants in China are able to get them, leading to transplant tourism, where patients travel overseas for such operations, and a black market for human organs. China banned the trading of human organs in 2007, but that doesn't stop people. Come on. All right, second story we have for you today. It's an update to a previous story, and it just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida is the most fucked up state.
Yes, a Tampa woman claims a fake plastic surgeon ruined her life after injecting her ass with Fix-A-Flat and cement. You all remember that story, right? Patients of O'Neill Ron Morris, known to them as Goddess. Clint, look, if your doctor is named Goddess, why would you trust that person? You know what I mean? Cuckoo. Patients of O'Neill Ron Morris, known to them only as Goddess, claim the woman said she worked for a plastic surgeon and knew how to perform procedures like butt injections. She had a white coat on and a little badge, so I felt comfortable with it, the woman said. Yeah, you know who else wears white and has a name badge? Flo, from the Progressive insurance advertisements. Would you trust her with your life? Would you care if she gutted you? All right, where are we at here? The woman, who doesn't want to be identified, lost her job as a mortgage broker when the market crashed and started dancing at strip clubs to make quick cash. She soon learned a bigger backside would boost her business, but when she went to see a doctor, he quoted her $5,000 for the procedure. Morris, she says, would do it for just $1,500 at her apartment. I could watch TV while she did it. She said it was 100% silicone, the woman said, of the substance Morris kept in a Pedialyte bottle. Again, red flags all around. Immediately after the injection she and four other women underwent in 2009, the woman said she was pleased. She raked in thousands of dollars more at work and liked the way her backside looked. But within 6 months, she started coughing. Coughing up chunks of cement. That turned into pneumonia when doctors tested fluid in her ass. She says she learned the 100% silicone was 100% something else. It came back as bathroom caulking. You wouldn't put a substance in me to kill me? It's not fair to me, she says. She claims Morris, now facing several more charges of practicing medicine without a license, used super glue on her during the procedure. It's to block the holes so the medicine doesn't come back out, she remembered Morris explaining. I said, why is it burning like that? She said, that's just the medicine. That's how the medicine feels. It's normal. It tingles. In addition to pneumonia, she had discoloration of the skin and an ass she described as rock hard. When she went to see Morris for help, the woman claims Morris told her to use skin lightener and to buy a massager for her buttocks. Unable to work or barely sit anymore, she relies on food stamps. And bonus, her house is facing foreclosure. She still has the Fix-A-Flat injection in her because she says her case never reached a severe enough level for insurance to consider it anything but elective reconstructive surgery. I feel like she tried to kill me. Why would you do that to somebody after I gave you all that money? Well, it wasn't all that money. The procedure normally costs $5,000. You tried to squeak on by with a $1,500 bargain procedure that was conducted by someone named fucking Goddess in her apartment. Good Christ. All right. It's not like it was a Groupon or something. Final story we have for you today. This one also comes from Florida. Zot L. Zergot. That sounds like an alien from another, like, universe. All right, Zot L. Zergot, bleep, gleep, glop, allegedly walked out of her house naked, turned to five of her neighbors, and started wagging her penis. Yeah, I read that right. She walked out of her house, turned to five of her neighbors, and started wagging her penis. Alien. Zergot, a 52-year-old transgender man who identifies as both a man and a woman, you know, whatever suits his needs, was arrested Wednesday by the county sheriff's office for indecent exposure and lewd behavior. Of the five people who saw Zergot's sexual equipment, one was a 10-year-old boy who is now utterly confused. Another was his 4-year-old sister. Zergot stood about 100 feet from the neighbors. The boy told officers the man was naked and shook his wee-wee at me. The children's mother said she wanted to press charges, as did another adult, who said he saw more of Zergot than he preferred. On her Facebook page, Zergot cites Occupy Gainesville as her employer. How are you employed by a movement? She has been charged, she's been quoted in multiple Alligator newspaper articles about the movement. In the past, confusion has surrounded Zergot's gender. She lists herself as a female on Facebook, and at least one Alligator article has quoted Zergot as a woman. According to the First Kingdom Church, Zotlin Zergot is one of those magical people living between genders. What? What sort of church is this? Zotlin Zergot is one of those magical people living between genders. Born and raised as a boy, she lives as part of her life as a masculine, union-supporting electrician. This is what goes on in Florida! This is actual news! In an actual newspaper! And as part as a feminine spiritual being. On Wednesday afternoon, she fell under the former category. So there you go. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks. I want you to speak loudly and clearly to me.
Hey, hey, bang. Hey, bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
Hey, bang,
bang. Bang,
bang, bang. Hey, bang. Hey, bang.
Big Samoon is checking in.
Hey, bang. Hey, bang. Hey, bang.
Thank you, Beaksa.
Thank you.
Okay, bang, 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 bang. All right, next up.
Hey, Timmy Boo Henson.
Rose Colin.
I remember Rose Colin.
I know that voice.
Colin, I know you don't really talk about politics much on the show, but I was just wondering if maybe for us sideshow members, maybe you could give us a little idea of your point of view on this whole Obama being reelected.
Well, everyone knows that I am a member of the Whig Party.
Elected versus one of these douchebags.
Yeah, I mean, look.
So, yeah, maybe tell us what you think.
I don't know. You know how I feel about Rick Santorum. He's fucking crazy. I don't really like that Mitt Romney. And quite frankly, I don't really care for Obama. Yo mama. That's what Glenn Miller calls him. Bama yo mama. Yeah, I mean, Obama's doing okay, I guess. I don't know. What the fuck do I know?
Hey, what's up, man? This is Sideshow Member from AZ. I just heard my voicemail that I left. It was on the 20th. Whatever. So when you're making fun of my voice because I was talking in early rocky voice, kind of like that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you said that you thought I was on drugs. I was on, I think I popped like 10 Valiums that night.
Yeah, see, yeah, I knew
it. I kind of like drugs, so that's why I sounded all weird. So I just wanted to clarify that.
I know a crackhead when I hear one.
I don't really sound like that. So, yeah, love the show.
Well, you sound much better now. Stay off the drugs.
I'm from AZ again.
And if you don't stay off the drugs, at least drop a will and leave me everything.
A thought dawned upon me today when I was listening to your show. I've been listening for about 2.5 years, been a Sideshow member for about 2 years now, and it just dawned upon me that all of my time of listening to this sort of view and going back in the
archives and stuff like
that, I've never once been grossed out.
That a boy.
I mean, I don't know if that's saying something about me or what, but...
No. Congratulations, you're a gold star listener. Ting! Yes, go.
Spiral in, fucker. A school bus I can obtain. We can do that. The poster with the gag ball, I think we could pull that off. I could probably fill it full of children. You know, put adults on the far end. They can wave their arms around. Look at a full bus of children. So far, so good.
Spiral Hamfucker's going to help me.
But now all these demented ideas you have about kinky crap, okay, that's where the kids' parents would be like, you know what, spile him, fucker. We didn't sign up for this. We didn't talk about this. Your friend Tim over there is a goddamn freak.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Hey, Tim. You were asking what we would like to hear as in more content from the past. I want to hear crazy ethnic people.
Oh, yeah. I need to bring that the whole thing back.
Hey, what's up, Tim? Listen, man, I was thinking about what you were talking about. This is Sanconia, by the way. When you were talking about the circular urinals. And, you know, I grew up in Northeast Ohio. I went to Kenston, and I grew up, like, Strin Falls, Bainbridge area. And there were circular sinks that you had to use a foot pedal on that squirted out, like, little thin streams of water at you for the direction.
Oh, maybe that's what I was thinking of. Wait, that's not crazy ethnic people. This is crazy ethnic people.
Crazy ethnic people!
So, yeah, apparently I was confused, and maybe I've been pissing in sinks all these years, in circular sinks. I mean, I recall them being urinals, but this sounds right.
That squirted out like little thin streams of water at you for the duration of keeping your foot on the pedal.
I kind of remember that too.
So you might be getting that confused with the circular urinal. If I had to bet, I bet you that the same dudes who built my bathroom and my school built yours too.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Hi, Jimmy. This is a lady listener. I just wanted to tell you that I love you and I appreciate that you got on and did a show when you were vomiting your brains out while you had the flu. And I don't think enough people tell you that. Huh. They appreciate you, so here it is. And I think one of the reasons you get so much negative feedback on YouTube might be because people just don't get a chance to hear how much you make fun of yourself, too.
Yeah.
You
know, I'm not I'm definitely not complaining about it. I think it's great, all these people hating me on YouTube. Funny, right? We're going to end it right there. Guys, thank you so much for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it oh, God?
Cock is my God. I can't even express it.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Very important. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I will see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. Bye, everybody!
Yeah, look at that. Chew on that foreskin. Chew on your own foreskin. Yeah. That's fucking hot. Your own beef jerky.